Kala as he was walking out the door, at least as it's told to me.
And I'm going to give you, I'll give you an amazing story to back that up on my end. This is crazy because you just jarred loose a memory of someone telling you that that ain't it, do something different, and then it having a profound impact on you. Because as you tell that story, I guarantee you Robert Sala has no idea that he ever said that to that guy. Now, maybe that guy has brought it back up, but at the time, it wasn't a big deal. You will recognize the name I'm about to say. So I was in this whole realm of being there. At one point, the XFL started its league the original time. The very first time. This is like when they had the He Hate Me and all that kind of stuff, if you remember. Yeah. And Vince McMahon was doing it and all that deal. So anyways, there was the Memphis Maniacs. And at that time, I had worked my way up to where I was a producer during the week and whatever, and I was hitting the buttons. And then on the weekend, they let me be on the air from like 10 to noon. They would let me like have this show that I had, Sports Weekend. And so, because the program director, he's like, because I would be like, hey, I'd love to get a chance to be on the air, whatever. He's like, I don't care. If you want to do something on Saturday, do something on Saturday. He's like, I'm not paying for anybody to do it, whatever. And I was like, all right, fine. So anyways, I end up on Saturday. So I'm doing this show, whatever, but I'm like not getting calls. Like my friend, my best friend would call in, and then he would call in as Jason from Midtown every week. It might be the only call I get on the show. And I just was like, man, I thought I was going to be good at this, but I'm just, it's just not resonating. Long story short, I'm at a Maniacs game, and there's a guy who is calling the games for the Maniacs, JT the Brick. He is a huge radio personality. He's like on Fox Sports Radio or one of those at the time. Anyways, we're sitting down. It's in the media section. I sit down next to him. And I'm like, he's like, hey, what's your name? He introduces himself, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I know who you are. And he's like, so what do you do? And I was like, well, I'm just kind of like a producer and I kind of run the board, whatever. And I was like, but I got this show. I was like, it's on the weekends. I was like, but nobody really listens. You know, I'm just trying to. And he's like, what's the name of the show? And I was like, Sports Weekend. And he's like, that's terrible. Make it your name. You want to be someone, make it your name. He's like, what's your name? I said, Chris Vernon. He said, make it the Chris Vernon Show next week. I was like, okay. And I was like, he was like, why do you think nobody listens or whatever? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, we, you know, typically our format is it's Sports Weekend. We go over everything that happened throughout the week. You know, we get people up to date and whatever. He's like, nobody cares about any of that. Stop. He's like, there are people listening. They're just bored. And I was like, what? And he's like, let me give you an example. He's like, where are we? He looks around. He's like, we're in Memphis, right? He goes, John Calipari. He said, he's not here for the long haul. He's using Memphis as a stepping stone. Like, this is just a means to get to another job. He's like, does everybody around here realize that? Like, he's just going to get to another job from here. That's what he's doing. Does anybody even care? And he's like, so there's an example of an opinion. Yeah. What people want to hear is what you think, kid. They don't want to hear all that. They can find all that facts and figures and information and all that stuff you're doing. Tell them how you feel about something. And he goes, it's not that people aren't listening. It's that it's not interesting enough for them to be able to respond. I swear to God, Ethan, I swear to God. The next week on Saturday, it's the Chris Vernon Show. I start off the show and I said, does it bother anybody that John Calipari is just using the Memphis basketball program as a stepping stone? Ding, ding.